As part of your Austin music experience, I'm Layla Aksu, and this is your soundcheck. Two of Austin's Red River music venues, Red 7 and Holy Mountain, are in danger of losing their leases and closing their doors this fall. The news that was released late last week comes as a continuation of the city's steep rent increases, which have been particularly troubling for the Austin Red River Cultural District. Both Austin stalwarts are said to be in talks with their landlord, who has listed both spaces as available starting October. An agreement is yet to be reached. A statement released by Austin music people addressed the news, stating, "It's long overdue for the city to take a hard look at the risks to the larger local economy if those who made us the live music capital of the world are forced to pack up their talents and head for a more hospitable environment." The City of Austin's Music and Entertainment Division is set to release a study regarding the commercial impact of Austin's music economy by June 1st. The Texas State Legislature has designated the Texas State Artists of 2015 and 2016. The one-year appointments announced by the Texas Commission on the Arts during the 84th legislative session went to Austin-based musicians Jimmy Vaughn and Joe Ailey, respectively. Dallas native blues guitarist and Grammy winner Jimmy Vaughn is best known as part of the Fabulous Thunderbirds and has performed and recorded with the likes of Muddy Waters, Buddy Guy, B.B. King, Willie Nelson, Carlos Santana, and his brother Stevie Ray Vaughan. 2016's appointee, West Texas native and multi-award-winning Americana artist Joe Ailey, is known for his Texas Roadhouse sound, combining rock, country, blues, and folk, and is also a member of the country supergroup Flatlanders. Nominations will open once again in 2016. The Americana Music Association has announced the nominees for the 2015 Americana Honors and Awards, and hometown hero Shaky Graves leads with three nominations alongside Lucinda Williams. Shaky Graves is nominated for Emerging Artist of the Year, Album of the Year with And the War Came, and Song of the Year with Dearly Departed. Other nominated Texas artists include country musician Leanne Womack, nominated for Album of the Year with The Way I'm Livin', and Steve Earle and the Dukes, nominated for Best Song with You're the Best Lover I Ever Had. Winners will be announced at the awards ceremony to be held September 16th in Nashville. That's your soundcheck. This is Layla Aksu for KUTX.